today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
So there's a wide interest now from in the secular world as well as the religious world in life after this life. And it is a thing in which all of us think about periodically, we know about, and I guarantee you when I talk about death, people listen. There's an interest there. There is a fear or a romance or the unknownness of it. And so we're going to talk about death. In the Bible, you have physical death, spiritual death, and eternal death.
The truth is, your body and your mind are gifts from God. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today, Dr. Young begins his message, Death is Not the End, and shares how Christ's resurrection can give you confidence in the face of physical and mental decay. Stay with us. That encouraging message is coming up on The Winning Walk. Before we get to Dr. Young's message, we have an exciting opportunity we'd like to share with you. We're getting ready to close the books on another financial year, and a generous donor has offered to match every gift up to a total of $75,000 to help end the ministry year strong. That means your gift today will be doubled to keep God's proven truth on the air and encouraging listeners like you in the new financial year ahead. This is such a vital need in today's culture, and we're asking for your help to ensure God's Word continues coming your way over the radio, television, and internet. So please don't wait. Take advantage of this doubling opportunity and give as generously as you can today. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. Now, here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, Death is Not the End.
It's been a long week for me this week. Two men that I've known for a lot of years graduated, went to heaven, but would be with the Lord. One man, he and his wife, when I first came to this area, in 1978, they had a little reception in their home. I didn't know them. They didn't know me. They were not a part of the church. And they invited all their friends to come and say hello to Joe, Beth, and I and our three sons. And they just kept on inviting people to come to church, their Bible study class and worship, and said, we study the Bible, we believe the Bible, we teach the Bible, and we have fun along with it. And so they just kept inviting people and smiling and loving folks when they would come in front of them in the life of our church. I had known this man for 34 years. I presided at his graduation service. Then I went to South Carolina, Lisa Milley, whom many of you know. I've known her since she was a young teenager. And I knew her young brother. I guess he was probably 13, maybe, when I first met him over 40 years ago. He was a physician, an ophthalmologist, world class. I went to Columbia, South Carolina. They had a visitation from 6 till 8 there at the funeral home. And I've never seen anything like it. They began to come at 4:45 and line up. There was no parking in a rather large funeral home. And they stayed in line and the family left after 11 o'clock. Thousands came. Some waited an hour and a half, 2 hours, just to go by and say a word to the family, his wife. In his graduation service there in the church where I was once pastor, there were several thousand people there, and conservatively, as they asked, probably between 200 and 300 had come to faith in Jesus Christ as he was their physician, their ophthalmologist. He sang in the choir. He taught the college Bible study class. He had been a missionary on every continent using his medical skills and his personal witness for Jesus Christ. It was an unbelievable service, two of them this week. And then I looked at the title as we're dealing in the area of eschatology, last things. Today, confidence in death. And I thought how that fits. Because with these two individuals, I am confident in their death that they have graduated to heaven and they are indeed with the Lord. And that's a thrilling thing. It's a wonderful thing. And I thought about our scripture here, and if you have your Bibles, just open them with me to Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians, chapter number 4, verse 13, Paul says, "But we do not want you to be uninformed," your translation may say ignorant. "We do not want you to be ignorant, uninformed, brethren, about those who are asleep," those who are dead, "so that you will not grieve as do the rest who have no," there's our word, "hope." If you were here last week, we discovered that in the New Testament, instead of using the word hope like we use it, maybe, perhaps, it would be wonderful if, the word hope in the New Testament can best be translated confidence. In other words, it's a confident expectation of what God has promised in the future. So we would read this, "For the rest who have no confidence. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who have died in Jesus. Because Jesus conquered the grave, and if Christ is in you and Christ is in me, as we have received him, because he lives, we too shall live forever." And that's the reason we can be confident in death. Let's prepare for the teaching of the word. Our Heavenly Father, we're here to do business with you. Cast aside all distractions, all contrary thoughts. May we center our mind and our heart and our passion on you as you speak your truth into each and every one of us. Lord, let me get out of the way, for this is our corporate prayer made in the strong name of Jesus Christ, our living Lord. Amen. If you read Tuesday's USA Today, they had a whole page in there. And it caught my attention because it says, "Publishers are in their seventh heaven." I said, "Publishers in seventh heaven?" And the article was about that publishers of books have made millions of dollars in recent years as books have been written about heaven, about life after this life. The little book, Heaven is Real, which is the story of that four-year-old boy who died physically in surgery and came back to life, and he told those experiences of what he had seen in heaven. And that book has sold 7.5 million copies. A bestseller list at the top of the list for many months, New York Times, and now it's still on that list. And now other books have come recently, other genres. There's recently one by a neurosurgeon, a Harvard graduate, a totally secular individual, and he died or had an experience, and he comes and tells us that he was not religious at all, but he tells about going to heaven. Now it's becoming a bestseller.
You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young, and there's more powerful teaching ahead, so stay with us. Before we dive back into today's encouraging message, I'm sure you'll be excited to know that a generous friend has offered to double all gifts up to a total of $75,000 to help end our financial year strong by March 31. This doubling opportunity hits at just the right time, as it's vital we wrap up this year of ministry on solid financial footing in order to keep this program going strong, encouraging you with the proven truth of God's Word. Your support is critical to releasing every dollar of the matching grant before it expires on March 31. So please, if this program has impacted your walk with Jesus, please give today, knowing your support will be doubled to keep God's Word on the air for you and countless others. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. And you can also text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. Now here's a sneak peek at the teaching right after the break.
The New Testament tells us because Jesus Christ conquered the grave and the Father raised him from the grave, that death is dead. There's an anticipation almost of glory that follows this life.
That's next on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. How has The Winning Walk impacted your life? Share your story with us by going to winningwalk.org/mystory. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day, so we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video files. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need. That's winningwalk.org. You can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is winningwalk. That's winningwalk. Now here's Dr. Ed Young with more of today's message, Death is Not the End.
You might be familiar with the movie, The Bucket List. I didn't see it, but I read about it. Morgan Freeman and Jack Nicholson were the stars, and here are two men who are terminally ill, and they make their bucket list, things they want to do and see before they die. And they proceed to move down that bucket list. And in an interview about the movie, they asked Jack Nicholson about his life, about death, what he thought about death. And Nicholson said, "Until I was in my late 50s, I did pretty much what I wanted to do. And I was all about pleasure," but he said, "I began to rethink my philosophy of life." I don't know what all that entails, but he went on to say, "I realized that there was a wall there called death." And he said, "Nobody knows what's on the other side of that wall." He said, "That's the reason there's so much fear." Now, we could tell him something about what's on the other side of that wall. But there is fear about death. By the way, if you are a schedule freak, and you can go on the internet, www.deathclock.com, and put in all the information about your life, and they will give you, with actuarial tables, the day in which you will die. Oh, yeah, www.deathclock.com. Just plug it in, and you'll see that information. I talked to someone who did that. We've been kind of experimenting with that this week, and he said, "You know, I'm going to live to be 93. He said, "I've got 60 more years to live." And another guy put his information in. He said, "Well, according to this, I've been dead 4.5 years, so... You know, we don't die chronologically, do we? Death comes in all stages of all periods of life. So we're talking about death. And it is a thing in which all of us think about periodically, we know about, and I guarantee you when I talk about death, people listen. When you talk about sex, people listen. Oh, yeah. Talk about death, people listen. And so we're going to talk about death. In the Bible, you have three types of death. You have physical death, spiritual death, and eternal death. So physical death in the Bible, you read in the early chapters of Genesis, my goodness, those people lived to be 500, 400, 900. I mean, it's unbelievable. The longevity of those people there early in the Bible. But finally, you get to Abraham. Time is cut short. Old Abraham lived to be about 175. You know, short life in those days. Finally, as the Bible develops, it seems to be a pattern with the Hebrew culture and Hebrew literature that you live to be about 125. And then they sort of cut it down a little more and said 70 lived to be 70. And by reason of strength, you could make it to 80. And so they try to put some kind of parameters in here. In the Old Testament, you have a shadowy understanding of death. It's sort of a Sheol, and you live in the bosom of Abraham. And boy, how the theologians have argued about what that's all about. And so there's not a clear, thoroughgoing understanding of death. It's called Sheol or Hades in the Old Testament. But you come to the New Testament and talk about death, it's a whole other world. The New Testament tells us because Jesus Christ conquered the grave and the Father raised him from the grave, that death is dead. Death is dead. And so there is an excitement almost. There's an anticipation almost of glory that follows this life. And so we have in our own modern day times tried to come up with a definition of death. Somebody handed me something trying to explain how tough it is to take care of this temple today. And this is a little parable. In the beginning, God populated the earth with broccoli and cauliflower and spinach and green and yellow and red vegetables of all kinds so that man and woman would live long, healthy lives. Then, using God's beautiful gifts, Satan created Bluebell ice cream and Krispy Kreme. And Satan said, "You want chocolate with that?" And man said, "Yes." And the woman said, "Give me chocolate with sprinkles." And lo, they gained 10 pounds. And God created beautiful, healthy yogurt that woman might keep the figure that man found so fair. And Satan brought forth white flour from wheat and sugar from the cane and combined them. And woman went from size 6 to size 14. God then said, "I have sent you heart-healthy vegetables and olive oil to which to cook them." Satan brought forth deep-fried shrimp and catfish and chicken-fried steak, so big it had to have its own platter. And man gained more weight and his cholesterol went through the roof. Then God gave him lean beef and chicken and fish that man might consume fewer calories and still satisfy his appetite. And then Satan created McDonald's and Burger King and the triple cheeseburger. And Lucifer said, "You want fries with that?" And man replied, "Yes, and supersize them." And Satan said, "It is good." And man went into cardiac arrest. God sighed and created quadruple bypass surgery. And Satan created the HMOs.
Today's message, Death is Not the End, will continue from Dr. Ed Young in just a moment. But right now, we want to remind you about an opportunity to help encourage more listeners like you with the proven truth of God's Word. People all over the world turn to The Winning Walk for Bible-based messages that help them walk closer with Jesus. And with our financial year ending on March 31, a generous donor has pledged to match up to $75,000 when friends like you give to help keep this program going strong. That means your gift today will be doubled to help reach more listeners with the proven truth of God's Word in the new year of ministry ahead. It's an opportunity to change lives that we can't afford to miss. So please call and give today to keep God's Word encouraging you and countless others. Call 1-800-350-WALK. 1-800-350-7255. 888-346-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. And stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young returns after this short break.
And whoever shall force you to go 1 mile, go with them too. Listen, the second mile is important. There's a time in my life, early in my Christian experience, I said, well, this is what the Christian life is all about. But as someone who's been jogging for a long time, I can tell you that the toughest mile to run is actually not the second mile, it's the first mile. Now, that's true of our Christian walk. The first mile may not be glamorous or exciting, but it's the most significant mile of all. The first mile represents the basics of our walk with Christ, reading your Bible, spending time alone with God. The beautiful thing about Jesus is that he doesn't say, I'm going to join you on the second mile and walk with you. He joins us from the first step when we pick up our tennis shoes and begin to put them on. He walks with us on that first mile, and every step of the way after that gets easier and easier. That's the genius of the Christian walk.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Now, here's Dr. Ed Young once again to continue his message, Death is Not the End.
Also, the Bible tells us there is spiritual death. In other words, there can become a time in the life of someone which we become so jaded, so hard, so cold, so indifferent to things of God that we just wander and wander out until spiritually we are dead. We have no life in us. And that is a terrible, terrible moment. We have someone who just in the last few months came back from Damascus, Syria, and told the story of how we've been sending thousands of copies of the New Testament into Damascus. And now they begin printing their own copies. And he told the story of how they were passing out New Testaments and a mosque dismissed, and the imam came out, and they were frightened, not knowing how they would respond. And the man went up to him, one of our pastors, and said, sir, I want to give you a copy of the New Testament. And the imam took it and said, thank you, and asked all of his congregation to come out and also receive a free copy of the New Testament. You say, well, what is that about? They had no background for the gospel, no background of exactly who Jesus was. But I can tell you today, from the witness of this man and others in Syria in the middle of a dramatic revolution, that many, many, many people are coming to faith in Jesus Christ by just reading the New Testament. Well, how does that happen?
You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Thank you for tuning in. We hope the Holy Spirit spoke to you through today's message. A listener named Jeff recently shared how he was feeling abandoned, forsaken, and unloved. His anger at God was keeping him trapped in those feelings, but the Holy Spirit was able to reach Jeff through the winning walk, reminding him of the freedom available through repentance. That's the impact your gifts make possible through this program. And with the end of our financial year coming up on March 31, a generous friend has offered to double your gift today to help finish this year of ministry strong and reach more people like Jeff in the months ahead. If you've never had the opportunity to support this ministry, please take advantage of this doubling opportunity and give now to help keep the proven truth of God's Word broadcasting strong for you and so many others. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Thanks for listening in today on The Winning Walk. Join us tomorrow to hear the conclusion of Dr. Young's message and be encouraged to seize the time you've been given for what matters most.